From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. This week, the second part of my interview with Marin Shakespeare's Bob Currier. I know that it's not exactly your area, but tell me a little bit about the inmates at San Quentin and the work that you guys do with them and how you're going to expand that this year.
Well, we used to say that nobody was more moved than the people down in Baja, because it's kind of a cultural desert down there, this little town on the Sea of Cortez. And a lot of the people down there would say, this is the best thing all year that happens, and I look forward to you guys coming down so much. And we'd come down for about 18 days, and we'd work for 12, and we'd do the show five times, and we'd go home. And it was very gratifying that we had such an impact on their lives. But then when we started about 11 years ago going into San Quentin, at first only a couple guys were interested, and then more and more and more guys kind of came around. And then about 5 years ago, we started doing a full production. And they're mostly lifers, guys in the blue denim, guys who are in San Quentin on life sentences, who are in our troupe. And now they're over 20 of them, and they want to be in these plays. And we just finished doing Merry Wives. And last year we did Hamlet with an actor I would cast on our main stage, really, if I could get him out. Except it's going to be 35 years before he's going to get out. But he has such talent and such power. And we've done, you know, Midsummer Night's Dream. We've done Merchant of Venice. We've done a bunch of shows there. And the men talking about the shows afterwards absolutely give you goosebumps. And then we've done autobiographical pieces with them. And I am absolutely sure that there is no group of people that I've ever done theater with who are more moved by what they do with us than these guys in San Quentin prison. It really changes their lives. Most of these guys, when they get out, do not come back. Now, of course, there's arguments about, well, they're self-selected or whatever, but we believe that doing arts with these prisoners really does change their lives in significant ways and makes them better people, dare I say it, better people, better men. And there's a lot of people. We're certainly not the first to do this. There have been people doing programs like this in prisons for years now. And in fact, we've just gotten a grant to expand our program to go up and do this in Solano Prison. So we will be moving, we will be hiring more people, more of our drama therapists and more of our actors to go up and work with people in Solano Prison while we continue. This is now our 12th year at San Quentin Prison.
Tell me about the programs you do with school kids.
Well, that is another thing. You know, the funding for arts in schools has really decreased, but there are some foundations that will help do this. So it doesn't take any of the taxpayers' money, and we will send, usually our best teachers are our equity actors, our best actors, not surprisingly, and we're able to pay them, you know, better per hour than we are to rehearse and put on a play, because we spend hundreds of hours in rehearsal for, you know, unless you're, even if you are an equity actor, it works out to about $20 an hour. It's not a huge amount of money. That's no surprise to you, I know, Mitch. So our teachers actually make a little bit more money than that, so they're happy to do it, and we get glowing reports from these teachers about how it influences their kids. There was a little selective mute girl in a classroom a few weeks ago who all of a sudden, about the third time that our instructor came in there, started speaking, and all the kids in the class just were aghast because she had chosen to not speak at all for the entire year. But something about this program and about the permission it gives you to get up and express yourself got to her, and her teacher was most impressed. And we get more and more requests all the time to do this. We have a teen touring company too now, which we choose teenagers. They audition for us from just about every high school in the county, and oftentimes we'll get kids from maybe 10 or 12 different schools, and they'll do an almost full-length Shakespeare production that we tour around to the first 20 venues who request it, which sometimes is our senior homes, sometimes their church groups, sometimes their schools, and the kids get to truck a show. You know, they put the set and the costumes in a van, and they all go out and they do the show. You know, a real theatrical experience for, you know, high school kids. Basically, they're 16, 17 years old. And that's become a very popular program that we've been able to, you know, secure funding for also.
That's great, Bob. Now, I know that in the community, some people want to have their kids do something during the summer, like a sort of a summer camp. You guys run a Shakespeare camp, too, don't you?
We have I don't know if it's dozens. We have about a dozen camps every summer. They're going right now. My niece just arrived from New York and started the camp yesterday. We have a variety of camps for younger kids. People have requested this. We're just responding to the public's demand. At first, we had high school kids, and then people said, well, my kid's younger than that. Don't you have something for them? Now we have classes for kids from age 5 years old. They'll do, like, Lamb's Tales from Shakespeare, all the way up through our interns who can be, you know, we have interns who are sometimes in their 70s who come to us for the summer to be in our program. And they do things. One of the camps, one of my favorite camps, we are right across the street from the Marin Tennis Club. So we have a camp that's called Drama Tennis. They do 9 to noon drama on our stage, you know, theater games, things like that. And then they walk across the street and have a lunch, and then they have tennis lessons, and they can swim in the pool at the Marin Tennis Club from 12 to 3. So I ask you, is there a better way to spend a summer day in Marin than at the Marin Shakespeare Drama Tennis Camp? I don't think so.
You've made some improvements over at Forest Meadows. You know, some people who have been there before might have had a little problem, especially on a windy evening, with hearing all the dialogue, even though the actors are trained to speak as loudly as they can. Tell us what you've done over there to mitigate that.
Have now put in with our million-dollar gift. We started spending it right away on this system that we could not possibly have afforded otherwise. It's a state-of-the-art microphone that's suspended about 15 feet above the stage, about 8 feet out into the audience, that amplifies the actors' voices off the stage without them having to wear like a lavalier mic. They don't have to wear an individual mic, and it puts it out through 4 speakers, which are targeted, which are aimed at like pretty much all quarters of the back of the auditorium. So you can hear it 50 feet away with this microphone what it would sound like at 10 feet without the microphone. So basically everybody, even in the very back of the house, it's as if you're sitting in the first 3 rows. I want to tell your listeners, if you gave up on us over the years because you couldn't hear the actors, come back.
Yeah, it's a great system. Tell me this, Bob. Why have you succeeded where others have failed?
Well, I'd say the main reason we've succeeded is that my amazing wife, Leslie, is indefatigable, multi-talented, multitasking, brilliant. She is at her desk in our office here about 60 hours a week with a phone in one hand and working on the computer with another hand and doing something else with her feet. You know, she's an incredible multitasker, and she's one of the smartest people I've ever worked with, and we never, ever, ever give up.
So it's a case of, this sounds like a Shakespeare line. Maybe it is. Behind every great man is a great woman. Is that Shakespeare?
That's absolutely true, yeah. No doubt about that.
So let's do some quickies here. Let me ask
sure.
you this. Is theater better than ever or worse?
Well, I think theater is probably better than ever, but there's more competition than there ever was. In Shakespeare's day, man, there was no other game in town. So theater might be better, but now theater has got 10 times the competition.
When are you completely satisfied with your work?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I'll tell you, Mitch, when I have an idea, I have a sort of a sense now. I think my gift is comedy. So I can smell where there might be a laugh, and I'll try to craft what the actor's doing, the way they deliver the line, the prop they use, how they stand, I'll try to craft the timing, how long of a pause they take. You know, timing's everything. And when they do what I've created and the audience explodes in laughter, I get a rush of good feeling. There's few feelings in life that are better than that for me.
Well, I know Shakespeare thought so, but do you think that there's a battle of the sexes? And if there is, who's winning?
Well, you know, it's really funny. I think I was just flipping through my this week's copy of The New Yorker, talking about Shakespeare in Central Park. And the guy was saying, Harold Bloom points out that almost all of Shakespeare's great heroines Mary Down, you know? I mean, is Orlando good enough for Rosalind? You know, is Romeo good enough for Juliet? Orsino certainly is not good enough for Viola in Twelfth Night. So, in a way, in the Battle of the Sexes, there are lots of plays like Julius Caesar and all where there are hardly any women at all. But when there are women like Beatrice or Viola or Juliet or Rosalind or Cleopatra, when there are major female characters, I think, personally, they get the better of the men. I mean, they have better lines, they're funnier, they're more profound. It's amazing. I don't think, I said this, and sometimes women get upset when I say this, but I don't think that, I think Shakespeare writes about women at least as well as any woman writes about women.
Do you believe there's intelligent life on Earth, Bob?
Do I believe there's intelligent life on Earth?
Yeah.
What did Willie Allen say? Yeah, except for some parts of New Jersey.
What do you like best about your job?
Oh, boy. Just about everything, Mitch. I feel I'm about the luckiest guy on the planet. And here I am in my 25th year, you know, in this really pretty nice little amphitheater right here in central Marin County. And I'm able to produce, we've probably done about 1,000 performances. We've done about 60 shows out there for probably about 250,000 people, you know, over 25 years. I mean, my goodness, when you stack up the numbers like that, I mean, that's my legacy.
Okay, so Beatles or Stones?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, huh? I did a Twelfth Night a few years ago, which was all Beatles music. I was going to do just Beatles music, but then I ended up including music of that era, but mostly Beatles music. I've never done a show with just Stones music, so I'd have to give the nod to the Beatles myself.
Well, lastly, Bob, for a Shakespeare aficionado, there's really only one question. To be or not to be? Which is it?
That is the question. Well, we will not be soon enough. So I think before that happens, the answer is a resounding to be.
I agree with you. So, Bob, you know, with this legacy that you've just received, what difference is it going to make to Marin Shakespeare? What are you going to do with the money?
Yeah, in addition to the microphone, next year we will employ more equity actors, those expensive actors who are in the union. We can usually only afford a few of them a year, about 10's the most we've ever had. But look for more equity actors in our productions next year.
Bravo, giving work to professional actors. I love it.
Yeah, I got to go back to rehearsal now.
I know you do. Well, if you've never been to a Marin Shakespeare Company show, I urge you to give them a try. The outdoor setting is beautiful. The parking is free. You can bring a picnic.
Free.
You can bring your wine, or you can purchase food and alcohol at the theater cafe on site. For evening performances, you may want to bring a sweater or a blanket, maybe a thermos of hot coffee for a cool night, cuddle up, and enjoy some terrific actors and plays by, of course, the best writers in the English language. For all the information you need, go to marinshakespeare.org. And Bob Currier, to you and Leslie and everyone connected with the Marin Shakespeare Company, you guys have a wonderful 25th anniversary season, okay?
Thank you very much, Mitch.
That's Marin Shakespeare's Bob Currier, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me on today's field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at 16:10 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays on cable channel 26, anytime on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.